This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. This message, entitled Discovering God's Plan, was delivered on January 13th, 2019. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Oh, I wish I could sing like that. Wow, thank you, Kahea. What a beautiful voice. What a wonderful way to use the gift that God has given her and to sing and to worship the Lord. Oh, man, I think we can just go home already. That was just so powerful. Who does God say you are? How many of you brought your Bibles? Let me see. All right. Okay. Hold up your Bibles. Okay, because whoever brought their Bible, I got candy. Woo! Okay, Christy, my wife is going to pass out some candy to you. Hey, no intercepting. No intercepting. You got to catch one to your wife, for your wife. All right. Look, hey, you guys. Oh, sorry, but no, none for the Patriots, man. But if you need more, I mean, really, honestly, thank you. If you brought your Bibles, open it up to the book of Romans. You know, we make plans. God has plans. I love to cook. Yeah, I just love to cook because I love to eat. You know that. And sometimes when I'm cooking, I gotta make a certain plan because I gotta be as efficient as I can. And if I can have something cooking while I'm prepping something else, you know, like the rice can cook itself. You just gotta wash it, throw it in a pot, press the button, bang. The turkey, put them in the oven, the thing can cook itself, bang. And then, if you're making like shrimp or something, you know, that gotta be last because if you overcook the shrimp, it becomes tough. Or if you're making a prime rib, you want that to be last because, you know, you cannot reheat prime rib. It's going to become well done. And, ooh, I cannot handle well done meat. I mean, I'd rather just chew on my belt. Right? You ever had well done? I mean, some of you like well done meat. And then if you like well done meat, then you're welcome to chew on my belt. Because that's what well done meat is, like leather. I'm sorry, but I think well done, eating well done meat is like considered a... Never mind. No. But, you know, We need to be interested in discovering what God's plan is for our life. And in order to do that, we need to develop a relationship with Him. And being a Christian is all about having a relationship with God. It's not a religion. And in order for us to kind of cultivate a relationship with God, we gotta seek Him and not just to know about Him, but we should spend time with Him. And not because I said so, because you desire to. I mean, I hope you're following along on that reading plan with us, because, man, just some exciting stuff is coming up for us. I mean, we're just about to start reading about Joseph. How many of you know about Joseph in the Bible? I love his story, and I mean, he comes a long way, and he does so much, and there's so many life lessons reading his story. And you can cultivate that relationship by spending time in his word. You know, taking time for prayer and taking opportunities to get involved in church, be connected to a small group of Bible study. There's opportunities all over the place. And when you seek these things, these disciplines in your life, God will begin the first steps in revealing His plan for you. Now, how would you like to go through 2019 with like a good vision, focus on what God wants you to do? I mean, this is like reality. This can happen. You can go through this year focus, knowing what God wants you to do, where He wants you to go, how and what and which way He wants you to serve. You know, when in the place where I go to physical therapy, there's this writing on the wall. There's great stuff on the wall. Small changes, it says, can produce enormous results. And I was like, that is good, man. Small, I mean, if you just take 10 minutes a day in reading the Bible, it can produce life-changing results. 5 minutes of prayer might just change the world. Not the world, but yeah, the world and the world you live in. Part of discovering God's plan for every Christian can be found in the Bible. You know, and here we go. And I'm going to go through this kind of fast. Number one, sacrifice. So if you have your Bible to Romans chapter 12, how many of you there? First one there gets a candy. All right. Romans 12, who gets the candy? Go see my wife. I'm still looking. You know why? All those apps, man, those apps spoil me. Yeah, just punch them in. Romans 12, 1. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. So if you have your Bible and you have your bulletin, you hold it like that and you write and you underline. Yes, I want you to write in your Bible. It's not a sin. All right, you can write in your Bibles, write notes. God wants us, like Paul. Paul was a perfect example of him being a living and holy sacrifice. He sacrificed his whole life. Well, not his whole life, but the latter part of his life in doing the Lord's work. Number two, he wants us to do good works. Ephesians. And if you want to turn to Ephesians, it's just a couple books over to the right. Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, Ephesians 2:10. I'm a child of God, right? The song said. Who are we? We are His, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, right? Which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. So God prepared us for good works, part of His will, part of discovering His plan for our life. Number three, obedience. John 14:15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And number four, that none would perish. For 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow about His promise as some count slowness. Because how many of you like, man, I wish He would come back already, man. I am tired of paying taxes. I need a vacation. I want Jesus to come back so I can go to heaven and just kick back and worship Him and enjoy it. Well, He is waiting for those guys out there to repent. The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but all for all to come to repentance. Now, that's just a little bit of things that's clearly written in the Word of God as what He wants for us. Now, there are so many more things in the Bible that God wants for you. And if you would like to find out on discovering God's plan, then may I suggest you open this book. Man, this is like the best book I ever read. Seriously. And like I said, I still get things. Even if I read it 10 times or more over, I still get things from it. Every time I read it, I find something new. Like I told you the other week about Lot and his wife and how his wife was lagging behind and she turned around and she turned to salt. So Thursday, my wife and I had to go to Oahu to go to a funeral. And I tried so hard to stand by my wife's side, not let her lag behind, not walk ahead, not let her walk in front of me. It is not easy, man. I'm just trying so hard to practice that. And so I tried. Every time I got 5 steps ahead, I stopped. And I turned around and I said, come on, honey. I cannot let you lag behind. Why are you going to turn into salt? So I would turn back and I would grab her, hold her hand, and we would walk. When we were going to the funeral, when we left the funeral, when we were going to eat, I tried so hard, and I'm still trying. I still catch myself 5 steps ahead of her because sometimes I like to just walk fast. And so I'm still learning from reading the Bible. God's will for me is to stand by my wife's side, not let her lag behind, not let her walk in front, but just keep her by my side. That is part of God's will for me. And when I read that, it's like, wow, I read this how many times, year after year. It's the first time I got that one out of there. And like the Bible says, God's word is living and active. And there are so many questions that we can think about when we read the Bible. I mean, like, who should I marry? Should I go back to school? Oh, that's a sore one. Is this the place where God wants me to serve? Maybe like you're thinking of starting your own business. I mean, one time I actually wanted to start a business. There was people who needed yard service and it was going to pay me. And I was like, oh, this is easy. I could just do this twice a month and, you know, put the money away in a vacation fund. And then I read the word of God, and the Bible says in Proverbs, do not exasperate yourself in gaining wealth. Oh, shut me down. Seriously, I was just going to go 2 streets up, cut this guy's yard twice a month because he moved to Kauai and said, oh, I could do this. And he was going to give me $100 a month to do a small patches of grass. How easy. But what was God's will for me? Well, when I read it, it says, do not exasperate yourself in gaining wealth. Wow. How many of you have 2, 3, 4 jobs at one time? Yeah, we all didn't been there. I tried that, 2, 3 jobs at one time, but I never knew the scripture. Now I knew it. You know, maybe you're like, wow, should I homeschool my kids? Maybe I want to buy a house. How many of you pray before you pay? Yeah, well, my friend was selling his truck, beautiful truck. I mean, I wanted this truck. It's 2005, I think, Tacoma. He takes very good care of it. And he wanted to sell it for $14,000, which is under Blue Book. And, oh, I, you don't need to tell me to. I wanted it. And I prayed and talked with my wife, and we prayed. And God said, you know what, brother, go put one fence around your house first. Protect, you know what, take care of what I gave you first before go getting something else that you gotta go take care of. Okay. I never fight. You know, you ever tried fighting with God? Oh, but God, you know, this is a great deal. This opportunity is not gonna come again. Please, 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 please. I tired do that because I'm gonna lose. So the answer is, okay, God, got it. One that I'm saying, when should I retire? Can you retire from serving God? Well, there's my answer. Guess I'll be here forever. You see me with a walker one day up here. Where is God calling me to go? You know, is it? You know, there's so much question. Maybe you're at a job and you're thinking like, God, is this where I need to be? Is this a dead end? Maybe what is the next step in my life? You know, when I was praying last year and I said, what is it for 2019? What are we going to do? And he kept giving me the word discipleship. So starting that, we're going to start this marriage class called The Art of Marriage. And we're going to my wife and I said, we're going to give up our Monday nights. Well, thank God it's not football season anymore, right? No. Well, and then it's going to be like about a 6-week course, The Art of Marriage. And if we don't have room, then we're going to keep doing it again until everybody's needs are satisfied and their marriage is starting to become healthy. And after that, there was another one that they put out, the family life. They called the Art of Parenting. Oh, how many of you could use that? Yeah, I mean, so we might want to do that one next. Maybe he's like thinking, like, am I really on track with God's will for my life? You ever ask that? Am I really where God wants me to be? And, you know, sometimes we could just complicate God's will for our life. We turn something simple into rocket science. I mean, so how do we figure out these plans? I mean, how do I discover his plan other than reading? Well, reading is probably the most important thing you can do to discover God's plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. And here, Jeremiah was writing to the exiles in Babylon, telling them that God has a plan. Even in captivity, God had a plan for them, and their plan is good. How can captivity be good for you? You think about it. Okay, Babylon came, ransacked the country, took most of them away into captivity. And God said, I know the plans I have for you, for good. How can captivity be good? You ever thought of it? I thought about it, and I asked God, how can this be good for them? They're not in their land that you gave them. They're taken away in a foreign country, captive. And as I kept reading, I got the answer. God says that when they return, because they will return to their land, they will return with all of their heart. And I'm like, wow. Sometimes, you know, when our friends drift and they go away and they wander around out there and the devil give them cracks and dirty lickings. Right? You've been there? You stop coming to church. You go out there in the world. You try to do things your way. You get slapped around a couple times by the devil, knocked down, kicked, beaten up. And you say, oh, man, I cannot do this. And then when you come back to church, oh, you come back with all your heart, motivated. Now you know what it's like to be out there all alone. But that's what Jeremiah was kind of trying to tell them. And sometimes I think, you know, even if we make mistakes, God can use those mistakes for his glory. You know, we're encouraged by a leader who stirs us to move ahead and who believes in us, that we can do what is given us, the task. Well, God is that kind of leader. If you read his word, you get encouragement. He knows your future, and his plans for us are good and full of hope. And as long as God knows the future and provides an agenda, and we go with it to fulfill it, well, we can have endless hope. But this does not mean we will be spared pain, suffering, hardship. But God will see us through it. He will use the pain, the suffering, the trials, the hardship to grow our faith. I mean, why would God send Jesus here to earth to die for our sins on a cross, suffer, so that we could be reconciled to him, only to make us miserable and torture us? That's not our God. That is not our God. He doesn't do that. He has a plan, and it's there. It's written in this love letter to us. And all we got to do is open it up and discover it. Amen? It's right here. And how many of you understand what you're reading? Some of you don't understand. Most of you don't understand. But yeah, Amy, show them that Bible. See this Bible? That Bible is like, wow. When I first read that Bible, the light went on. And I could actually understand his word. And then when I could understand his word, I could apply his word. Because if you read directions that you don't understand, I'm sorry, you're not going to follow it because you don't understand it. Yeah. Well, in Jeremiah 29:11, two things we can believe from that verse. God's plan are always good. Okay, they're not meant to harm us. They are not meant to harm us. They're always good. Number two, God's plan are always being designed to bring us good, a hope and a future. So, How do we handle the big decision in life? How do we know if we are making the right choices? There are some simple steps that might be, you might think like, no way, this is too simple for me to believe. Ask, right? Ask. You know, when I'm in the hardware store, my wife tells me, go ask them where it is. I said, no way, I get too much pride. I grew up working in a hardware store. She's like, I ain't gonna ask, because if it's not where it's supposed to be, then they got it in the wrong place. Pride. How many of you guys ask for directions when you lost? Yeah, I cannot raise my hand, I'd be lying. But ask. You know, if you need to discover God's plan for your life, ask Him. He's not gonna be mad. James. Man, James, you ever read the book of James? James is like right by Hebrews. I call Hebrews the coffee book because Hebrews. Yeah. And you know what? James, he brews the coffee. He's right in God's will. James, right by Hebrews. So James is such a good book. And if you, you know, after you read John, because John is the first book you should read, because that's a really good book. Talks about God. And James is kind of talks about how we should live as Christians. In James 1:5, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given. Man, I'm always like this. God, give me wisdom. And I am right there waiting for him to pour it, expecting for him to pour it out. God, give me wisdom. God, give me wisdom. Because if I don't have God's wisdom, then I cannot lead this church. I will fail miserably. Okay, so ask. James says to ask. But in asking, we need to do one thing. We need to believe and not doubt. Okay. God is there. He's saying, trust you. The next one, be faithful where you are. Be faithful where you are and what you're doing. In Matthew 25:21, Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew was a tax collector. Matthew, his master said to him, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. God will not give you greater opportunities or responsibility if you aren't faithful with what he has already entrusted you. If you are faithful in the small areas of his life, in your life, then and you serve him cheerfully and gratefully, then he can faithfully give you more. The next one is listen. 2 Timothy 3:16, and this one we should all have in our Bible. Timothy is by the T's. Titus, Timothy, Thessalonians, 2 Timothy 3:16, and I love this scripture. This one should be underlined in your Bible, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is inspired by God, profitable for teaching, reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Listen. And how can you listen if you don't read and listen for his voice? Continue to read, study, and pray. God will not tell you to do something that is against his righteous character or contradict the principles of his word. Trying to make a decision without consulting God or his word would be like trying to find a way in the dark without a flashlight. And the last one, the hardest one, wait. Oh, how many of you like to wait? I don't. Sometimes I time myself at the traffic light. Like, oh, man, come on. You're kidding me. But as for me, Micah 7 says, as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord, and I'll wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Waiting is not always easy. Sometimes God gives you more than one choice. You like ever had like two good choices come up like, man, I want this job. And it's there for your taking. And then, oh, there's this other job. Oh, man, two good choices. What do I do? What do I do? Should I work at HPM or Home Depot? Wow. You know, if you, what do you do? And you know what? Sometimes both choices are good. And you just got to take one, and God will be pleased with that. You ever thought of that? Sometimes the apple pie is just as good as the custard pie. And no matter. Sometimes God says, Scott, you cannot eat that. No, you got to be okay with that. But sometimes, you know, should I buy the Toyota Tacoma or should I buy the Toyota Tundra? Sorry, I drive on Toyota, so I'm kind of biased. Right? But, you know, sometimes the choices are good. Should I go to school? Should I go on a mission trip? Wow, that's two good choices. Either one, God will be pleased with. And you just got to make it. You just got to. And the last one is obey. 1 Samuel 15:22. Samuel said, has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings as sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, to heed the fat of rams. I mean, we just got to be obedient. We got to stay faithful, reading and obeying what he has revealed to you in his word. The last two things I have, and if you still have questions about what if, remember these two things that we can count on about God and his plans. There is a God, and we are not him. All right? There is a God, and we are not him. And does God keep his promises that's written in his word? Absolutely. Can we trust a God who never changes? Yes, absolutely. Is God faithful? Absolutely. So, I encourage you, get in his word, discover his path. And if you need help, Wednesdays, 6 o'clock, some of us are at Blaine's in Orchid Land. Thursday at 5 o'clock, I'm at Blaine's in the industrial area doing devotions. And if you desire to start, then get that plan, get a bunch of people together, go sit down some quiet place, McDonald's, the coffee bean, the park, and getting his word together. Because you know, when you read with somebody and you discover God's plan together, it's great. Proverbs 27:17 says, candy, anybody? Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. How do I know this? Because I read his word. And I try to remember it. Oh, look, I got candy. Woo! Thank you, John. I owe you one for that. But I like to call the worship team up. Would you bow your heads? God's plan is that none should perish. And if you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then now is the chance that you say yes to God, that you would not perish, but you would have eternal life. So would you bow your heads and close your eyes? And if you would like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you pray this prayer with me? It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there? Anybody out there? God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you. Lord, you have seen the hands. You may put your hands on. And they said yes, that none should perish. And Lord, I pray that we would help Help them discover their gifts. Help them discover your plan for their lives. Lord, I pray that as we read your word, that you encourage us, give us hope, Lord, for a great future with you. We thank you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Would you stand and join us? We're going to sing. Sorry, I went a little bit long. You can stone me out back later. But would you stand as we sing?
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.